Call the Town of Montville Finance Committee meeting to order for Thursday, February 5th, 2026. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, let the record show that Counselor Southard, Counselor Baker, Counselor May are present. And at this time, we'd like to entertain remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the regular agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the regular agenda with a 3-minute limit. Item 5, approval of the meeting minutes of the regular meeting on January 8th, 2026. I've already reviewed those. I'd like to have a
Second.
Any discussion? Take a minute, look it over. Any objections? All in favor of approving the regular minutes of January 8th? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. And item 6, unfinished business. Finance Director, the news report, status of town budget.
Cindy, do you know any?
No. Going through the report, we're 7 months into the fiscal year, so that should equate to about 58% spent for recurring items. Nothing major sticks out on page one. The salaries that did not have or I should say the salaries that had their contracts finalized, those are all in line with the 58% spent, so that shows they were budgeted correctly. Moving on to the advertising line under finance, that line's over budget by $1,600. That's due to the bid advertisement, so we'll have to think about that come budget time, how many ads we think we might place to.
Is that one that's 53008?
Yes.
Okay. So that just marked that. I see the question want to be using more of that.
Probably, yes. Come springtime, I imagine some bids will go out in the spring.
So in the future, since we don't know how many bids we're going to be putting out, is there a way that we could somehow put an administrative fee on the bids in the beginning so we get that at least paid for? You follow what I'm kind of saying? Like, let's say we're going to go into bid for X and it's whatever the project.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say we put up whatever percentage that we feel that would be adequate for the advertising of that. Let's say it's $10,000 and it's going to cost us, what's it, only $500-$600?
Yeah, way. Between $400 and $500.
So we just put that in there. You know, keep this kind of the same,
mm-hmm.
but then kind of have a revenue, and then you just know that that somehow tie that revenue back
okay.
to this line item. Does that sound good to do it that way? If we can.
Yeah. Would they be paying that fee when they turn their bid in? Is that what you mean, or they
well,
would
whoever
add
win,
that?
Well, whoever wins the bid, we would have it kind of in the metric, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
in there, so it would be, and I guess we could do an application fee, but I think that would be kind of weird to be asking somebody to pay a fee.
Yeah, my first thought is that it might deter people from bidding if we're charging that, but.
So I don't want to do that, so what I'd like to do is just, we'll just roll it into the, let's just say we're doing a $10,000 job, we'll make it $10,500.
Mm-hmm.
We You see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then that would go to that, and that way we, you know, because we don't know if we're gonna have 10 next year or 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't agree with that? Nope, alright.
Moving through the report, the accounts that are in the red are the same ones that we've spoken about previously. They haven't gone any further than they already were. Like the insurance, that's been negative the same amount since we've paid the bills. Those are stagnant line items now.
Right,
And that's on page 4.
Yeah, what's the other insurance? So right now we're 43,000. Let's make that adjustment. Well, we don't know what, you just had a meeting with the insurance companies recently, right?
Yes, and we have another one at the end of February for some more finalized numbers.
So we have a good projection for 27?
Yes.
Okay. Now is this, just this over, because I know Montville's self-insured, and we have to.
So this insurance is the workers' comp liability,
okay.
All those different types of insurances. The health insurance is in a different line item.
Alright, when you get to, we'll probably rather get to that, I guess.
I'll skip to dispatch.
What page?
That is page 14 on the top.
Why is it back at the bottom?
Their overtime, they've fully expended their budget now. They're currently $3,600 over. So by end of year, we could potentially be looking at about $300,000 total. So that would be about a $200,000 deficit there.
Mayor, is that something you could speak to on that, or is that?
All contractual.
What's that?
It's all contractual. You
okay.
Gotta fill the shifts.
And are we still actively trying to get part-time?
Well, the part-timers are only going to fill those ones, the shifts that are declined by the full-timers. So the advantage is slight, but we process the agreement today, and as soon as we have that signed by the union attorney, they'll start to hire part-timers, but that's not going to give us much relief.
I did look at past years, and the totals are over 200,000, like 250, 280 for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So this is tracking pretty much as per previous fiscal years.
Yes. The fire department, last meeting, I had projected out some salary savings for the fire marshal, and I said that I would have the deputy fire marshal projection today. That projection will have a savings of $7,050 in two divisions, because the fire marshal is split between emergency management and fire.
So is that 14,000 or
so? 14,000 total, yes.
Okay. Can we go back? Just want to ask a question.
Sure.
On the dispatch. Do we dispatch in the other towns, Mayor?
No. No. Aside from mutual aid, no.
just wanted them to know where to start generating some revenue doing that.
What line item number was the deputy?
The deputy is in 10810. So I actually might have skipped ahead to dispatch, it's a little further up.
What page?
Page 11 and page, both.
Emergency management?
13, yeah, emergency management and then, fire marshal.
Yep.
And the other one was where, Julie, on page?
10830, that's on page 13.
Okay, page 12, yeah, right up here.
It's 51134, the line item number for his salary.
Yeah. So total of 14K?
Yes, between the two. Public Works, do you wanna talk about the sand and overtime now since we're on that, or do you wanna?
Well, we have two people from Public Works, and I read the thing, so you wanna go ahead and briefly talk about it, but I do know that, you know, we're purchasing approximately $70,000 worth of material.
There was an email that went out to you.
Yeah, so the current bills, are $142,000. Between the encumbrance and what we have available in sand and salt will be a negative almost $52,000 there.
Is that gonna take, this is just for salt, right?
Yes.
Is that gonna take us through the end of the season?
Depending on how many snowstorms we get, I'm not sure.
Well, so, well, I mean, that's just quick.
We got, we were able to get quite a bit, I forget how many tons that we did get, but, we're hoping that it lasts us.
Okay, I mean, that's your projection, so that, yes, so we should have something for the town council where we're gonna take that money from to pay for it.
Well, so I just have a question about that, why do you wanna do it for that line item and not any of the other ones?
Probably will, we'll do it for the other ones.
Cause usually I would do that at year end.
Right.
Yeah, so I would move, make a request to move between departments and.
Yeah, overtime is. Yeah, these are treated overtime differently, but for that, we're actually purchasing something that's gonna be consumed and used, whereas we, well.
I think if we do wait to the end of the year, you're gonna be, have a better look at what else is available to me.
Okay, so you can wait.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we have.
You can, you have the funds to cover it at the end.
Right, yeah, because like.
Yeah, we can do the major transfers at the end of the year.
Yes, yeah.
Might be able to offset some of that with some other savings.
And that is typically the way we do it, so I just wanna make sure that stuff like that, we got it.
Okay.
And just let people know that, the mayor was able to get a good, you probably noticed as well. They, we got a good deal on it as far as salt prices go, so.
Save yourself a couple dollars.
So thank you very much for doing that, good job.
Your snow overtime is in the hole, 56,164.32.
Yes.
What do you think about Mother Nature?
Well, it's also happened, as Councilor Southern said, almost every weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just multiplies the overtime.
Anything after 4 o'clock or before, when they start in the morning is overtime.
Well.
24 hours overtime.
That's the nature of, you say the same thing about fire, you say the same thing about police. through.
Through the general.
So overall for the general fund budget, we're at 53.1% spended.
Oh, 51. Why did I write down 58%?
Because that's